Now let's turn to Australia and an Australian woman who's been on trial for a number of weeks, accused of using poisonous mushrooms to murder three relatives of her estranged husband, has been giving evidence for a fourth day. She denies the charges against her. She says what happened was a terrible accident. 50-year-old Erin Patterson, she's charged with the murders of her mother-in-law, Gail, her father-in-law, Donald, and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson, along with the attempted murder of Ian Wilkinson, Heather's husband. That happened in July 2023. Now, for more on the trial and on today's evidence, I'm joined by Phil Mercer, BBC correspondent in Australia. Phil, thanks for joining us. Erin Patterson is under cross-examination. So what has the court learned from her about the Beef Wellington lunch and its aftermath?
Well, Erin Patterson has pleaded not guilty to those three charges of murder and one of attempted murder after what the prosecution is alleging that she served relatives a lunch that she had deliberately laced with deadly toxic mushrooms. The defence has painted a very different picture of events in July of 2023, saying that Erin Patterson had unintentionally served poison to family members that she loved, and these deaths were a terrible mistake. So the prosecution in the town of Morwell, this is where the Victorian Supreme Court is sitting. It's a short distance from the city of Melbourne. The prosecution down there continuing its cross-examination of Erin Patterson, trying to convince the jury that this 50-year-old woman who denies the charges is in fact a calculated killer.
How does she explain the situation and how has she been challenged under cross-examination?
Well, the prosecution is alleging that she deliberately foraged for wild, toxic death cap mushrooms before measuring a fatal dose on her kitchen scales, and that she was able to lure four close relatives by claiming that she had cancer and wanted to speak to them. So this is a critical part, really, of this six-week trial. We've had more than 50 witnesses, including Erin Patterson's estranged husband, Simon, and also the only man to have survived that fateful lunch back in July of 2023, a man called Ian Wilkinson, who is her estranged husband's uncle. He was the only man to survive that lunch. But safe to say, the last 4 days of evidence involving Erin Patterson will almost certainly determine which way this case goes. And there is a jury of 14 people. 12 of them will finally get the chance, you'd imagine, in the next week or two to deliberate and decide whether Erin Patterson is in fact guilty or not guilty.
Phil, has she explained in either direct evidence or cross-examination how it was that she remained illness-free or death-free, as in the case of the other three people around the dinner table, and seems to have been without illness or without symptom?
Well, she said that she was ill and she did present to hospital, but she wasn't too keen to receive medical treatment because she wasn't as remotely ill as her guests. Now, she doesn't dispute the fact that these toxic mushrooms were in the Beef Wellington dish that she served a couple of years ago. But of course, this case revolves around the fact that did she deliberately include these toxic mushrooms in the lunch, or as the defence contends, that it was this terrible mistake and a tragic accident. So Erin Patterson trying to explain that all of this was this terrible mistake. She has admitted lying to detectives over a number of matters, but she says that those lies purely came from a sense of panic when the enormity of the consequences of this lunch became apparent.
This case has gripped Australia, and indeed it has been making international news as well. How close are we now to the jury going out to consider a verdict?
This trial was set down at the Supreme Court of Victoria in the town of Morwell for between 4 to 6 weeks. We are now approaching the end of the sixth week, and it may well be that the jury isn't told to go away to consider its verdict for another week or so. It's very difficult to tell mm-hmm. with court cases because the judge in the case will, of course, have their own opinions about timelines. But safe okay. to say, Erin Patterson will be back in the witness stand tomorrow. And you'd have to imagine that the prosecution once again will be putting that forensic blowtorch to her version of events.
Phil, thank you very much indeed. Phil Mercer, BBC correspondent in Australia, 2 minutes to 9.